Happy Friday. I'm heading out to the racetrack today. I'll be out there on Sunday as well. It used to be known as PIR back in the day, Phoenix International Raceway. It is not PIR any longer. It is ISM Raceway, taken over by new ownership. It is still the track with four turns, just over a mile, and it is still the place where Kyle Busch dominates. He's going to try to win his third straight race out on this track this weekend. He won here last year in November. He won here in March. The 2018 March race was won by Kevin Harvick, but you look at Kyle Busch, and that's the focal point for the sport of speed, as I like to call it, this weekend. So I'll be out there for that. Tonight, I'll find some space, or sometime this weekend, I'll DVR tonight's game for ASU because the Sun Devil basketball team opens up. I watched U of A the other night, and they're playing in Shanghai against Colorado. It's a Pac-12 game. They've got nearly 6,000 alumni from China that have earned an ASU degree over the last 7 years. And currently, they have almost 3,200 students enrolled from China, 70% undergraduate, 30% graduate. So Arizona State and China, there's a lot that's been done there. There's 18 student exchange agreements, 14 international accredited degree program agreements between ASU and China. So it's big business. And that's why they're playing a game over there, which, you know, doesn't impact you or me. But it's, if people say, why are they doing this all the way in Shanghai? Because there's big business being done there. I think the story of the weekend is there's so much happening. Really is tomorrow afternoon over at Sun Devil Stadium. Here's the thing about Herm Edwards. It's the first time that I've felt a little bit of uneasiness outside of the day that he was hired in the first few weeks a year ago, that there's people around town that are, wow, what's going to happen here? I'm in it for the long haul. I believe entirely in what he is doing and what his staff is doing and what they're doing on a recruiting end and trying to take the NFL model and all that stuff. I do believe in all that. But the last couple of games have been anything but pretty. They ran into a very good Utah team who's now part of the college football playoff discussion, so no harm there. UCLA starting to turn the corner, but the way that ASU just fell flat on their face was concerning. I heard this whole deal, this narrative about how, well, they just need to get away for a week, and then they'll come back, and everything will be fine following a bye. Okay, I subscribe to that. But if you come out and you're flat against USC, who's not good, who lost last week, who is hearing that their coach is going to be fired, who's been hit by injury, who just had a new athletic director come into space. Not that it impacts the players, but it certainly impacts the coaching staff. And if the Sun Devils come out tomorrow and don't play well and don't come away with a victory, then yeah, losing three in a row and sitting there in the Pac-12 with a record of 2-4, if they lose tomorrow, there's going to be some people that start to sharpen their arrows a little bit. Because the Herm Edwards hire was not met, obviously, with a whole lot of embrace. The bandwagon jumping on it, to me, has been highly amusing. You leave the stadium and you try to dodge the bodies of people jumping off the bandwagon and they have their broken ankles whenever they lose a game. It's a very fragile fan base, Arizona State football. Very, very fragile, and I would say very thin-skinned, you know. When they don't win games big, and they haven't won big since Jake Plummer was here, and that's a long time ago. Jake is back in the Valley. They're going to honor Jake. That's all great. That's all well and good. But it shouldn't be 22 years since they were really making a push to go to Pasadena, and that's what it's been. The numbers don't lie. And ASU people get all bent out of shape and sensitive when I point it out, but it's a fact. Fans shouldn't be putting down their hard-earned dollars for a program that constantly is going to El Paso or going to Las Vegas. They should be aiming much higher than that. And so if they lose tomorrow, I can tell you there's going to be the usual, oh my gosh, it's time to change coaches and see. Ray didn't know what he was doing. He brought in his former client and all that nonsense, all that garbage, as I like to say. So rather than have that to deal with, just go out and please take care of business, because it's hard to fend off people that aren't thinking rationally over a football team that went through a change. They have a freshman quarterback who at times has looked like a freshman here the last few weeks. Okay, so I think that's the real story of this weekend, is what happens with ASU. Of course, I've got to watch LSU Alabama because that's 1 versus 2. And what do you know? It's on the same time as the ASU game. Thank God I've got a DVR. All right, get out to a high school game tonight, too. It's high school football playoffs. Have yourself a great weekend.